Thank you, Mike. Thank you, everyone. It's quite a privilege to stand up here and bring the word of the Lord to you. And I pray that, you know, as we look into his word, that his word will speak to us this morning. I've got quite a few verses that we're going to be looking through relating to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit being Trinity Sunday this morning. Coming after Pentecost, so the three in one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and how they work together. I'm probably not actually preaching on that exactly, but I'm going to delve more into the Holy Spirit. Who do we have with us today, right here? Who has Jesus left with us, and who is in us? And let me see. I've not used this before, so no. It's, you know, we're all family here, and I just pray that as I go through all my notes here, that probably aren't really in order, that you'll give me grace. but God's power will speak to us this morning. The Great Commission. So this was one of the verses in regards to Trinity Sunday. But I thought it speaks so clearly of what Jesus' message, what's God's message to be. We're in the world, but God doesn't just go and do everything himself. We're here, and we're part of what God wants to do. He wants to use us, and so we need to be empowered by him to do what he wants us to do. So now we've just read this, but I just want to read it again. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." And later on we'll learn about how, so Jesus says all authority has been given to him, and yet Jesus then brings that to us as well and says, "I leave you with the Holy Spirit." And he talks also about, you know, greater things that we will do. So therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. So again, they're teaching. So it's not just going and baptizing and them being off on their way and trying to find God in their own, but that we actually come alongside people and discipling people and God says, "Yeah, surely I am with you. I am with you to this very age, end of the age." So I think, you know, how do we sometimes get our head around this? We're often always in a busy life. We work, or we don't work, or we, you know, every morning we wake up, and I'm sure there's things that come into our minds, and places where we feel drawn away from God, just things of the world, things that we have to do, things that we focus on. The phone rings, this happens. I can find myself easily distracted from this vision, from what God's asked us to do, you know, and to do boldly. So I'll just read this one in Acts 1, 4-8. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. So this is Jesus' words again in Acts. "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait here for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days when you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this stage going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the time or the dates the Father has sent in his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And so this scripture, you know, spoke to me again in regards just to the Great Commission, and that God is almost everywhere in the Word. It's saying we need to go, as well as wait. It also says we need to wait. A number of things that God says. We should do this, we should do that. I just think, well, when do we do it? When do we don't do it? Are we in tune? Our ears listening to God? Are we connecting in with God? And that brings me to the, you know, the word. Whoop, did I miss one? But now I'm going to him who has sent me. None of you ask me, where are you going? Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going. Unless you go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. And I felt from the Lord that this was, you know, talking about the Holy Spirit, that often we feel blocked from going. We feel like we are inadequate. We feel like we're not stepping in tune with the Holy Spirit, or we're not stepping in tune with God. We've, you know, had a bad week, and so how could God use me if I've had a bad week? And we do need to, you know, come to God, confess our sins, and ask the Holy Spirit to, you know, reveal things in our lives. And that's the power of the Word, that's the power of Jesus, and the power of the cross. That Christ has given us that ability to come to God and say, Father, I'm sorry. I think, so just away from that, this morning I've got verses. They might not always line up with what I'm saying in regards to where I'm going. But yeah, it's all the word of the Lord. And there may be a better verse out there that would speak exactly to what I'm saying. But where I'm going with this is that we need to come into God. We need to spend time in his word and know where we are, who we are, and who God is. And then we can, when we are out there, connecting with our neighbours. So it's not just going to, you know, all the parts of the world, but we actually can go to our neighbour next door and talk to them as well. I feel that, yeah, often in our community, sometimes we don't even know our neighbours. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. That lines up very clearly with the Word of God and what we know of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to empower us. And by, you know, learning the Word and reading the Word, that comes into our mind, but the Holy Spirit brings that back to us, you know, when we are strengthened and empowered by knowing that you know that you know that this is actually real. And the more time that we spend with God, we know that we know. He saved us not because of the righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing and the rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Saviour. So this is Paul's words in Titus. It talks about rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit and that we are saved. And you know, the word of God says that we are saved and we receive the Holy Spirit at that time. But it also talks about renewal in the word, and you know, I believe there is a depth in God and that he doesn't just overfill us, give us the whole, this is God, you know, like Moses going up on the mountain. God is reverent, and you know, Moses had to sort of step back, and I don't know, there's one stage there where God said, don't come any closer. God is almighty and powerful, but God is in us, the triune God, the God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. I think for most of us these are things that, you know, we do know. I just want to be, yeah, encouraged this morning. Encouraged that we need to get into the Word of God more and more. And this is for me. I'm talking to me 100% here. But I do try in my workplace. I guess that's where I'm connecting with people more often. And maybe if people are in for a couple of hours and out, so I might not have... I'm not very bold sometimes, but I do want to connect with people, and sometimes our lunch times go for a little while. I find that people, they do tend to share a bit. Rick, you're probably more commonly, over the last few months, we've spent a bit of time together, and we've had some good connections, and people who have sat with us. We've probably been very bold in what we've said in regards to that, you know, we're Christians and we love God and we trust God and we believe that God is in our work and God is in our life. And so those who join with us, we haven't been really smashed down for talking about Jesus, have we? But we trust God and we believe that God is, you know, part of our everyday, all through our day. All right, where am I up to? Let's click on a verse and see what it says. Don't you know that you yourself are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? So we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That when Jesus died on the cross and the curtain was torn, and the Holy Spirit was, you know, revealed to us in a different way. The Holy Spirit has been everywhere since the beginning. Genesis 1 talks about God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I think God wanted a relationship with us in a deeper way. Be still and know that I am God. When do we find those times in our day to go deeper with God and desire, God, I want you to be part of my day. I want to walk this day with you. Please empower me and so this is another scripture. I'll read it out. I'm trying to think of actually who it was, but they had been talking about God, and then they were in trouble. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against the holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And they prayed, and the place where they were was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. So I think we know that God is almighty, all-powerful. Talks about they were all shaken. I wonder if God just got the world and sort of shook it around. When Jesus died on the cross, it talks about having an earthquake and being dark, and so certainly times when obviously God does change our atmosphere and change what's happening. So God is almighty and all-powerful and can do amazing things. That where do we want to be in our lives with God? Do we want to just go from day to day and pick up on little pieces, or do we want to go boldly, knowing that Christ, the Spirit, that we are walking with God? Go boldly. I think as I was thinking through all this, I had all these older songs and different things that were coming into my mind. One of these songs, Be Bold, Be Strong. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Yeah. And before that was Thy Word is a Lamp. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's what I was saying earlier. You know, a lot of the songs are written directly sort of out of the Bible and the scriptures. And I don't know about you, but I'll often just have these songs, or little songs will pop into my head. And occasionally I felt, oh, where are those songs? Like if I'm just tired and run down and busy and not spending much time with Christ, I find that happens. And last weekend we were privileged as our big family. It's great to have family that connects together and has a desire to serve God. And we went camping. This is up on a rock called Buntine Rock. It's about 3 hours drive north. We camped down in the bush there for a few hours, and on the Sunday morning we thought, oh, we'll go up and have a little get together. We'll go up on the rock and sit there and have church and just do that together. I mean, we're doing lots of things together. I think all through the weekend, Andrew was reading the Bible. One of our friends there, Zell, was, Andrew's really been discipling her lately, and God's been working amazingly. Zell lives at the Cowalds' house. Andrew is Narelle's brother. and he's involved with a home church, and there's been quite some amazing things happening within that group lately. Desire of the Holy Spirit to move and work, and they're seeing, you know, amazing things. One of the fellows that's been connecting with the group is a young guy, sort of early 20s, and has had a real desire to get into the universities, and he's had a few connections there. And I'll try and tell the story right that I heard. He went, door knocked on a few of the dorms, you know, one evening, and said, "Oh, we're having a prayer meeting. Do you want to come along?" So he knew a few of them, but you know, they went around, door knocked on a few others. I think they ended up with about six or so people, and then one girl was going to come along, but she said, "Oh no, I can't. Like my had a really either sore back or a sore leg or something. I think it was her back." And this is the boldness of our friend Chris, empowered by the Holy Spirit. This is where he is at. He said, "Okay, come here, sit down. I'm going to pray for you." And so he prayed for her back. So he was looking at her legs, and her feet weren't the same length. And he prayed over this in the power of the Holy Spirit, and just amazingly, very quickly, that the leg began to grow and came to the same length as the other one. And so those in that community, sorry, those who were there, it was like, wow. Because why wouldn't it be wow if you see a miracle happening right in front of your eyes? And this was a couple of months ago up in Joondalup in the university. And so they had their Bible study after that. Everyone was sort of amazed, and Chris was like, "Well, okay, next week we're going to meet together, a similar thing." And I think within one day, they'd connected through, and they had like about 20 people that wanted to come and join in with a group. And because of various studies and timing and that, Chris was trying to link up who could connect into which group, and he was going here, there, and everywhere. But so God performed a miracle. Does he do that all the time? Do we pray for miracles? Does he do it all the time? He does. And he also probably doesn't in our timing or the way that we think. I've certainly witnessed that. We've certainly prayed for things and think, "Oh, okay, that didn't happen." Throughout the Bible and with Jesus, often when he would go out, there would be someone that he would heal. There would be miraculous signs and showing unbelievers about God, that God is a miracle-making God. I'm not going to go into that one any further right now, but God is amazing. The whys, the why not. Search deep in your word. Seek God. Seek his face. That's what we were doing up on the rock. It was good. Quite a number of us shared of what was going on in life, and that we prayed that we would be drawn into a deeper relationship with God. Micah 6:8. This was on a bookmark that popped out of my Bible. I thought, "Oh, I like that, so I'm just going to put it in there." "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and love mercy and walk humbly with your God." To walk humbly. So going out with boldness, is it our boldness? Where do we get that boldness from? Are we going humbly? Are we going boldly? It all has to fit together. So, and I think that comes to laying down ourselves. Jesus says, "Take up your cross and follow me." And for me, that that means laying down my life, taking up Christ and walking the walk that Jesus walked. I think on the that was the first morning. We had a nice, quite a misty morning. A fog sort of had come in, and it was interesting because the first night we rocked up, and Keith had been up there for a little bit longer. That's Narelle's dad, and he said, "Oh, there won't be any dew. There's no dew up here. We leave all the camp chairs out and everything. Nothing will get wet." And we woke up sort of in the morning, and we had our van under a tree, and it's like, well, the tree was just dripping. Everything was dripping. And Narelle said, "Oh, she was going for a bike ride up to the rock." So we went for a ride. And you see all the shiny spots on the ends of the things. Every plant was just dripping, and just the fog. I don't know, if it's been raining or something, I just don't see it sort of this way, where the mist and the things are just hanging on to the plants. It was like the fog had just, you know, engulfed everything, and the plants are just soaking it up. So we sort of got back, and I thought, I'm going to get the camera and try and do this. And as Narelle and I were talking about this, I think it was Narelle who... both of us sort of had feelings at that time of God, of that picture that this showed of the mist and the fog, being like the Holy Spirit, just coming and settling over us, and we sort of, as you know, like the plants, or even the droplets. Now, our desire for the Holy Spirit to infill us more and more, that we would walk the other scripture that came to mind there was being the light of the world, because the sun was just coming up and shining across these plants, and so all these little droplets were glistening, and they were just droplets of water, but with the sun shining on them. And so that reminded me as well of God. You know, we are just a vessel, and yet God wants to use us to shine like a light. It was very pretty. I don't know, it was quite amazing, yeah. And then trying to capture it with the camera, I want to try and capture this, and it wouldn't focus. But anyway, that's the best we've got. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill that cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and give it the light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And so that's Jesus' words. And he says, I'm going to leave you. After the resurrection, he says, I'm going to leave you, but I'm going to leave you with someone, the Holy Spirit. And he will come, and he will empower you to go. Empower you with gifts. So I'm tying this into the Great Commission of going, that we need the Holy Spirit in our lives more and more, and that we should desire that in a deeper way, because that is God. But I believe it has to go as well, that there is a time for filling, but we can't just keep filling. Or we're not fulfilling what God has asked us to do, is to share and be a light and shine and connect with others. faith eyes see beyond our limitations to his perfect power. Do we have faith? Do we know that we know that we know that when we go out there that God is actually with us? I think that comes from reading his word, asking God to fill us, spending time with him. Wait. God says, wait. But he does fill us. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, when you believed. You were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Just another verse that says exactly what it says. That he promises to be there with us if we ask. And these things, for salvation of the world, to connect with others, to show God, to shine a light, but that we be bold enough to be hearing the Holy Spirit in those times, that he will bring back to us, his word, and that God would speak in our lives, that our ears would be in tune with the Holy Spirit. In regards to salvation of souls, and I think that we can, when we do go and we do speak, we can also be dismayed. We can feel, that didn't go very well. They didn't like that, what I said. And we could come away, we could feel down. But continue to pray for those people. Seek God's will for their lives and pray for those people. Because it is the work of the Holy Spirit, it is the work of God that brings salvation, that draws, God will draw people unto himself. This also was one of the readings from this morning. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All God's people here send their greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. So it talks of the triune God, the love of God. We have to go with love. I just like to pray for us. Heavenly Father, I believe that we have heard these things before, most of us. And Lord, I know that we do go through times in our lives where we are feeling dry. Father, your word says that you want to connect with us, that you want to fill us, that you want us to go deeper into you. And Father, I pray for that this morning. And I also pray for our upcoming conference next weekend, that we would desire to go deeper, that we would desire to know your will for our lives. Lord, that we would desire to walk humbly with you. Father, I thank you for your Holy Spirit, which strengthens us, that carries us, that helps us to walk boldly. Lord, you say that we should open our mouths, that we should boldly open our mouths and declare your goodness. And Lord, that you would fill our mouths and that you would speak through us. Father, I pray for this for each of us here and for each of those that we know who are desiring your kingdom in their lives. Lord, fill us this morning. Father, fill us to overflowing, that we would walk boldly this week. Amen.